That word for no is yada in Hebrew. And within the context of this passage, yada doesn't suggest an awareness, but a blatant disregard, an active dismissal. In other words, the new king has no regard for Joseph, his ways, or his God. Continuing in verse 9, he said to his people, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply, and in the event of war, they will also join themselves to those who hate us, and fight against us, and depart from the land." The king interprets God's blessing of God's people as a threat. You see, a man who is being ruled by fear creates a culture of fear. And isn't that the truth? I mean, when you're afraid, you want everyone around you to be afraid too. Now, his solution is slavery, forced labor camps. And so God's people, they transition from this place of protection and prosperity to one of oppression and exploitation. They are living in a very clear and present danger. But the king's plan backfires. Verse 12 says, "The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out." The multiplication of Israelites exacerbates the king's fears. Remember, the king, he does not know Joseph, his ways, or his God. Continuing with verses 13 and 14, it says, "The Egyptians compelled the sons of Israel to labor rigorously, and they made their lives bitter with hard labor in mortar and bricks, and at all kinds of labor in the field, all their labors which they rigorously imposed on them." Notice in this passage that labor is used four times. In this little bit of scripture, it begins and ends with the word rigorously. Now, the Hebrew word for rigorously can be translated to bring low or to beat down. And so the Israelites are in this dark, dark place. They are living in a culture of fear, in a country of fear. Do you see any parallels to today? And just when you think it can't get any worse, the king institutes genocide. Verse 15 through 17 tells us, "Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah and the other was named Puah. And he said, 'When you are helping the Hebrew women to give birth and see them upon the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall put him to death. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live.' But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt had commanded them, but let the boys live." In the midst of a country and a culture of fear, two women refuse to give in to that fear of the king because they fear God. What is the fear of God? Proverbs 9:10 tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When the Bible speaks of the fear of the Lord, it is not a phobia or horror or terror. The Hebrew word for fear, it suggests a worship, a respect, a reverence. The kind of fear, it doesn't lead to cowering or repel us so that we would draw back, but that we would draw forward and live in holy and awe and deep trust of God. And in the story, the king's fear of the Israelites leads to abuse and death. But the midwife's fear of God, it leads to courageous obedience and life. Verse 18 and 19 reveal more of the cleverness of the midwives. It says, "So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, 'Why have you done this thing and let the boys live?' The midwife said to Pharaoh, 'Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the..."